Faster than shit through a goose. More powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto. Able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, the God-fearing simpletons of Skag City, along with the My Dong Lo Wee Corporation versus Captain Punishment, part 2, Punish by Catwalk. But first, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by Lying, greasing the wheels of life since the dawn of time. Lying, the place where dreams start.
Previously on the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour, the captain built a cyborg version of himself so he would finally have a friend, until it eventually tried to kill him. Oh, and he also came back to fight bigot preacher Ted Snelps. Our story picks up a few weeks after the Snelps affair, on a quiet, peaceful day, in the suburban section of Skag City known as Shady Acres. Streets of identical houses pack several blocks, wrapped with a nice conformity bow. Inside the home, located at 214 Lazy Day Street, the occupants were enjoying their normal leisurely weekend activities. 15-year-old Abel Carrington was sitting on the toilet, reading the latest issue of Hustler. For some reason, Abel rather enjoyed pictures of girls urinating, and this occasion he was intensely showing his interest. Suddenly, the little pervert's body became very hot. It felt as if he was boiling from the inside out. The more he looked at those filthy magazines, the hotter he got until, boom. The explosion caused Abel and the toilet to fall into the basement below.
Abel, oh my dear son, where are you?
I'm down in the basement, Mom.
What happened?
I fell through the floor.
Are you okay? Do I need to call someone?
No, I'm fine. Except for my clothes. They're burnt and covered in duty. Weird.
You bet your ass.
The situation was a mystery, to say the least. And after a lengthy investigation, the Skag City Fire Department would eventually rule that faulty plumbing was responsible for the explosion. But an even weirder incident occurred a few weeks later, during Abel Carrington's driving test. Abel was unfortunate enough to have Rick Racing Stripe as his driving instructor, and this man was known for being a ballbuster extraordinaire. Just as Abel was attempting to parallel park, he was stopped by this aggravated instructor.
Watch out, moron. You almost hit a pigeon. What are you, an idiot? You can't hit birds, you sicko.
I'm so sorry. He was in my blind spot. Besides, it's just a dumb bird, Mr. Racing Stripe.
Just a dumb bird. Don't you know they remember faces?
No.
I wish I could punch you in the jaw. Test is over.
You mean I failed? Over that?
Yes, punk. You failed. You are a failure. Get used to it.
Abel's eyes lit up bright red. Racing Stripe was too busy writing on his clipboard to notice the young man turning crimson. By the time he did notice, it was too late. The explosion sent the asshole Rick Racing Stripe through the car door onto the hard sidewalk, knocking him unconscious. The door, which was barely hanging onto the hinges, swayed in the breeze left by the aftershock. Abel Carrington sat in the driver's seat, naked, covered in the remnants of the car's interior, confused as ever. The Skag City Fire Department would later chalk this little incident up to faulty wiring in the car's control panel. Another odd occurrence, but once again, not as odd as the situation 2 weeks after that, in the Slim Shady Middle School library. Abel was sitting at the table in the back that was known as the sweet spot. This particular table was completely out of eyeshot of that pain-in-the-ass librarian Mrs. Nibble. That old biddy was buried in return books from the winter break, and Abel was out of sight, out of mind. He happened to be accompanied by sophomore Gummy Legspread, who was the daughter of the neighborhood prostitute, Toothless Rita. The slut apple didn't fall far from the four tree in this family, and Gummy was being true to her lineage by giving Abel a monster BJ. As the boy got closer and closer to a nut ganza, his body began to glow with a radiating heat.
No. Not now. I'm almost there. Nothing. Don't stop. Oh, shit.
Abel sat there once again, in what was left of his burnt clothing, completely relaxed.
Whoa.
Gummy lay ass up, face down, in a stack of old paperbacks. Miss Nibble was covered by an avalanche of overdue periodicals, clinging to life.
Why does this keep happening to me? I have to find out what is going on. It is no longer safe for me to be around others. Here I go again on my own.
And so the boy ran fast into the cruel and uncaring world that lay in front of him. The Skag City Fire Department would later reveal that this explosion was caused by a faulty radiator. Being the reigning Zinger Gobble-Up champions, they were not known for their accurate investigative work. A few weeks later, Special Agent Larry Lardman of the secret organization known as the World Enforcement of International and Rare Deformities found himself once again in the Bunghole District. Lardman knocked on Francis Townhouse's front door, not knowing what he would find inside.
Mr. Townhouse, it's Special Agent Lardman. I need to debrief you on the Ted Snelp situation, sir. Can we not do this again, Mr. Townhouse?
I told you, Jahia witnesses, I wasn't fucking around. I warned you, next time it'd be between the eyes.
Cease fire, sir. I'm not a witness.
Liar. Stay out of my head with your nonsense.
Sir, it's me, Larry Lardman. Please don't shoot. I'm not worth it.
Out of the doorway steps Francis Townhouse, looking awful. His clothes were tattered and stained, while his hair was a ratted mess, only to be matched by his shaggy beard. He could barely stand due to the fact that he was at least 9 sheets to the wind.
Lardman? The Mormon? Are you the one with the funny underpants?
No Mormon or funny underpants, sir. We worked together a few weeks ago.
The pizza delivery guy?
No, sir. The Ted Snelps altercation. I was your contact.
Oh yeah, the one with the fat teddies.
Some have said they're succulent, sir.
So what can I do for you, lampshade? You want some homemade sock stew?
No, sir, like I said before, I need to get your intel on Snelps.
Snelps? Never met the guy.
I hate to disagree with you, sir, but you have met him. Several times, in fact.
You said Snelps? Oh yeah, I know that fucker. Well, come on in. I'll make us some hot toddies. All right, watch out. Don't kick over my piss bucket. Have a seat, Lardo.
It's Lardman, sir. This shouldn't take too long. I just need to fill in some gaps to close out my report. First off...
Whoa! Slow down. Take your pants off. Stay a while.
I would love to, sir, but General Fierce was quite insistent.
Fierce? Old cherry popper. Why didn't he come down himself?
His current whereabouts are classified, so he asked me to come here...
So what do you want to know exactly?
What happened after we lost contact with you, sir?
I did what I do best.
Which is what?
I punish the guilty.
I need you to be a little more specific, sir.
Come on, Lardman, quit being so cunny. Let loose a little.
If we could just start at the beginning.
It's the witnesses! Where's my pistol?
Hang on, sir. I don't think it's the witnesses. Let me look. Sir, I think you should come see this.
Ugh, it's better not be the weirdo 2 houses down with his cock out again. Oh shit, it's a lynch mob! Every man for himself, Lardman!
No, wait, sir!
The crowd was made up primarily of Skag City's LGBT community, who was there to pay homage to the hero who had recently saved most of them from a villainous bigot. It was the first time ever that a rainbow explosion of alternate lifestyle happiness lit up the unusually dark Bunghole District. Leading the crowd was designer to the elite, television personality Tim Derringer from the massively popular reality show Operation Catwalk. Alongside him, as always, was his brain-dead co-hostess Heidi Coot. With their own camera crew in hot pursuit, the two headed straight for our hero.
Excuse me, we are looking for a Francis Townhouse.
This is Francis Townhouse.
Pardon me, who?
Him.
Not this man sniffing my Louis Vuitton.
Ooh, who'd you kill to get these?
Yeah, that's him.
There has to be a mistake. I was looking for a super action hero type man.
No mistake, this is him. He's just having a bad day.
Whatever's on your feet tastes num-nums.
He's gnawing on my shoes.
It appears so. My best guess is he gave himself another alcohol enema. He's usually out of sorts for a while after that.
I see. Well, as you probably already know, I'm Tim Derringer, and this is the effervescent Heidi Kunt. Say hello, Heidi.
Guten Tag, Onsto.
We're here because we want to do a special episode of Operation Catwalk, where we give Mr. Townhouse here a total style makeover as a special thank you for his due diligence. And by the looks and smell of it, we picked just the right time. Our top fashion gurus will redesign the Captain Punishment uniform while our Hollywood stylists handle his hair and makeup. The early promos have been through the roof. The people want more punishment, and we like to give the people what they want. So how can we make this happen?
Well, I'm not sure he's in the right state of mind right now.
Inebriation. Is that the problem? I can fix that.
Derringer kneels down and helps the captain to his feet. He then proceeds to stiffly kiss the hapless loser.
Wow, what the hell's going on?
There, how is that?
Why is everything suddenly so serious?
Works every time.
These people want to give you a makeover.
What's a makeover?
Update your wardrobe and clean you up a bit.
We want to make you feel better about yourself on the inside by completely overhauling your outside.
I do feel shitty. Do I look shitty?
Das look shitty.
Thank you, Heidi. Everyone could use a little pick-me-up. In your case, a shower would do us all wonders. Combine that with a new outfit and presto, you're a new man about town. Doesn't that sound fabulous?
Hey, I'll do anything for a tuna fish sandwich.
How about egg salad?
I guess.
Fantastic.
Das is good.
All right, people. Let's get inside and work it out. How are we doing, people?
Das is time.
We know, Heidi. Go stand in the corner.
This is a long...
I need updates, people. You, talk now.
Just finished the costume. It was a bitch putting the extra elastic in the pants.
How about the sports bra for his unnaturally woman-like bosom?
Reinforced and ready to go.
Good. Hair and makeup, talk to me.
My team had to take a flamethrower to that beard of his. I'm going to have nightmares for months.
Take it easy. You've done a great job. Take a minute. Catch your breath. I know I'll love your magic. Let's bring him out. All right, Francis Townhouse, come out and show us how we worked it out.
The new and improved Captain Punishment walked out of the bathroom with a certain measure of pride that had been long forgotten.
Wow, impressive, sir.
Quiet down, Lardman. My innards feel strange.
That's because you're sober and aren't accustomed to fine clothing. Your body will hopefully adjust. Now take a spin for viewers at home. There you go.
I do look good.
Real good, sir.
Lardman, you butt chapper.
He looks almost handsome.
Das ist sexy.
Hey, this is all codpiece. Just so we're all clear.
Das ist codpiece.
You look marvelous. Our designers went all out to make you a modern-day vigilante costume that would be practical, but still leave a chic impression. Using the original color scheme of black base with white accessories, our team went with the urban-inspired thigh-length peacoat and coordinating slim-leg trousers. To set off the ensemble, they added white gloves, boots, and spandex underpants, which are whimsically displayed, of course, on the outside. Centered on his breastplate is the classic Captain Punishment logo. A nice short haircut and clean shave to round out the look. So, Captain Punishment, how do you feel?
Confused like a church camp?
That's what we're going for. I think it's time to shoot the new promos. You feel up to it?
At this point, I don't think I can say no to you.
I wouldn't. All right, let's move it, people.
Hey, Lardman, can you take a break from sucking and answer the door?
Sure. I have nothing better to do, I guess. Can I help you, son?
Can I please speak to Captain Punishment?
Now's actually not a good time. He's right in the middle of something.
Tonight's operation is to bring punishment to the catwalk. Something like that?
Almost, but with more feeling.
Come back later for an autograph, kid. He's busy.
Please, I won't take up too much of his time. I just really need to speak with him.
Look, if I could help you, I would.
Hey, is that Mark Anthony?
Oh my God, really? Mark Anthony, where? Where?
Lardman looks around intently, not noticing that Abel had run past him into the shanty on the search for punishment.
Sneaky little bastard.
Carrington runs through the crowd of show personnel before finally finding the captain.
Do you think you can bend over and touch your toes?
Not without passing out.
Mr. Townhouse, I need your help.
Whoa, who let the twink out of the dressing room?
Mr. Punishment, sir, I have a problem. I keep, like, exploding over and over out of nowhere. I'm afraid I'm gonna kill someone. I don't know what to do.
Wait a minute, what?
I keep exploding, kablooey, and then I wake up fine like nothing happened. I blow up on people.
Yeah, me too, kid. Get used to it. It gets worse.
No, my body explodes and reforms.
We don't have time for this. Security!
Please, you have to help me. I don't know what to do. You're the only person who can help me.
Just then, a security guard grabs the boy.
You're out of here, punk!
Sorry, sir. He slipped right by me.
No! Let go of me! Stop! Please, Captain Punishment, help me!
Sorry, kid. You got the wrong guy.
Okay, now, let's talk accessory belt.
Christ.
The security guard pulls Abel away from Punishment.
Please don't do this! Let me go! I'm gonna blow!
Oh, you're gonna blow, all right.
Hey, anybody else think that glowing red kid over there is weird?
The spectrometer is off the freaking charts! He's an anomaly, sir.
Oh, shit. He was probably telling the truth. Take cover, everybody! Skinny jeans incoming!
In an instant, Abel Carrington explodes, this time with such force that it evaporates almost everything inside the shanty. And now, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour was brought to you by Lying. Hey, Brian, the baby is yours. Lying, your relationship's silent partner.
Will Captain Punishment and Special Agent Lardman be evaporated by young Abel Carrington's body explosion? Probably not. But just in case, join us next week when Captain Punishment passes a kidney stone. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by
Tony Perry,
inked by
Emily O'Connor,
RJ Battier,
Jeremiah Jerkowitz,
colored by
Amber Malott,
Amy Huey,
Mike Horton,
lettered by
Michael Higgins,
Sevens Martinez,
Ali Sitar,
edited by
Michael Hull,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC.
And engineered by
Steve Sola, a.k.a. The Mix King.
Yeah!
Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow. Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow.
Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow.
Pussycat, meow.